We don't know what all the big issues will be. We don't know who the nominees will be. We don't even know everyone who's running yet. But we do know this. The 2008 presidential campaign will cost more, far more, than any previous campaign. Yesterday on the program, we heard about campaign fundraising. The leading candidates will likely raise $100 million before the end of this year. Today, NPR's Peter Overby tells us where that money will go.
If you want to pinpoint the day that this presidential campaign got started, try December 16th, 2006.
I'm Congressman Duncan Hunter. Americans start a football game with a clean scoreboard, but China starts a game against our businesses.
The first ads of the Republican presidential primaries. These weren't officially campaign ads. Hunter's Political Action Committee paid for them, but they ran mainly in South Carolina, an early primary state. By comparison, Howard Dean, the first candidate on the air for 2004, put up his first ads in June 2003. Evan Tracy is chief operating officer of the Campaign Media Analysis Group in Northern Virginia. They track political ads, including content, spending, and placement.
You've essentially accelerated the advertising by a full 7 months. And obviously, when you're on the air longer, you're going to be spending more money.
Tracy says campaigns are switching from the old-style TV blitz to a multimedia approach called bracketing,
where the messages will be almost identical.
With bracketing, you'll see ads on the TV morning shows, then hear them driving to work, get them on the internet in the afternoon, then on your car radio on the way home, on the TV evening news, and as you watch TV that night.
In the sort of the remote-controlled TiVo world, it's harder to cut through. So what you'll see is people essentially trying to bracket consumers with the same message in all the different media options.
TV still costs more than anything else in a campaign. Break it down, and some expenses are obvious. Production and airtime, which gets much pricier just before Election Day. There are less obvious costs, too, like lawyers, to make sure the ads comply with campaign finance laws. As for other media, some are fairly inexpensive, like podcasts.
Welcome back to everybody. As always, I appreciate all of our listeners. And
that's Democrat John Edwards from last fall. But other communication costs will skyrocket as big states move to hold their primaries early in the cycle. Phone banks, for instance, and robocalls, like this one from 2004.
This is Laura Bush, and I'm calling to ask you to support President George W. Bush.
As for everything else in the campaign, everything outside of communications, it all comes to just under half of the campaign budget, according to Democratic strategist Tad Devine.
First, there's the spending that's occurring right now, which is the organizing of a campaign in some of the early states. Second, moving the candidate around the country, and particularly to some of these early events. Third, putting together sort of structures now that you use later in the campaign, a communications office, a scheduling office, a huge fundraising operation.
And fundraising operations will have to grow as campaign budgets expand. Even volunteers cost money.
Come by and see if you're planning on voting November 7th.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely?
Absolutely.
All right, do you know you're going to vote for it all?
That's volunteer canvasser Mike Anthony in Davenport, Iowa, back in 2004. Nowadays, canvassers are issued handheld computers to log voters' responses. And that's just the beginning. Political scientist John Green, who analyzed spending in the 2004 race, runs through the other costs.
There has to be a tremendous amount of intelligence gathered, polling, targeting information, so that the campaigns can use those volunteers effectively. First of all, money is required to recruit those volunteers. Then they have to be trained, and there have to be paid individuals to make sure that they're directed to the right places at the right time.
And finally, there's the candidate. The campaign has to get the candidate out before the voters, and in this primary season, they'll be scattered from New Hampshire to Florida to California. Jack Oliver was finance director for the 2000 Bush campaign. He says after all the media and technology, this is what can seal the deal.
You want them to feel it, breathe it, touch it, and be engaged in it. That's why at the end of campaigns and you see candidates out there working those rope lines, doing rallies all night long, going all over the country because people want to touch and feel and see for themselves.
Which is why all the talk about big money doesn't surprise anyone who watches campaigns up close. Again, Democratic consultant Tad Devine, who worked on John Kerry's 2004 campaign.
Cumulatively, for the whole country, you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars to engage in that communication through the course of the year. You know, I would argue $500 million or $750 million or $1 billion, believe it or not. We could have spent that and spent it easily.
And 20 months from now, a new president will emerge. the product of a longer, more intense campaign than America has ever seen. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And to find out where President Bush and John Kerry spent their millions during the 2004 primaries, you can go to npr.org.